Memorial Day. Plant dander spins the air. Wind spitting sawdust curls across my windshield like star shards blown out of Comet's ass. The president's on the radio again, making jokes with his press corps, using the nicknames he's given them. I'm driving west, cutting down back roads, past mud-rutted pig farms and hills studded with tree stumps, the natural, misshapen wreckage of our human work. All year I've lied to my doctor, perfected the art of nonchalance, or I've told her the truth, but giggled when she asked questions. Sheepish is an appropriate adjective. She might say cavalier. I pass a field where black and white heifers glow in the just-dead sun like chess pieces, forgotten and abandoned mid-game. The president's laughing so hard now, he's made a brilliant pun, that he doesn't hear their questions. But, Mr. President, if I could direct your attention back to... Last week, my gynecologist showed me pictures she took of my uterus, scar tissue wisping up like signal fire smoke, and in other spots, black holes stretched on my flesh. I'm like a dog who trashes the house and then cowers when her master comes home. I'm always ready to deny exactly what I'm guilty of. I pull the car over next to a drainage ditch, turn off the radio. I can hear the wind now, moving its big hands over the roof, fingering the door handles as if their smallness makes them precious. Intention doesn't really matter once you've been charged with a crime. All the evidence only makes you feel more far away, like you're looking at a picture of a red moon in another galaxy, one with a problem you don't know anything about.